Hello, and welcome to Mr. Marr's History Podcast. Google Mr. Marr History to get more help with Nationals Higher and Advanced Higher History. In today's episode, we will be discussing the Nazi control of Germany. We will be specifically looking at how the Nazis used fear to control people in the country, and we will also be looking at other methods that were used to gain public support. From 1933 until 1945, the Nazis held absolute control of Germany. They achieved this through various methods, including fear and propaganda. The Nazis started their rule of Germany by banning groups that might feasibly have opposed them. This included other political parties and also trade unions. And by the end of 1933, 150,000 political opponents had been imprisoned. One method that they used to achieve this was that of the Gestapo. The Gestapo were the Nazis' secret police. They would spy on people, often dressing up in ordinary clothes. However, one of their main methods of information was so-called denunciations. This is when members of the public would inform on people that they knew. Germans lived in fear of being arrested by the Gestapo, who might turn up early in the morning to take people away, often then facing torture or death. And as Germans were not sure who they could trust, it made them less likely to say anything that criticised Hitler. There was also a further problem that the use of denunciations was often done for false reasons, whereby people would make up allegations against people with whom they had a problem. Another method of controlling people in Nazi Germany was the SS. The SS were known for extreme violence, and they started out as Hitler's bodyguards, but gradually increased their role and influence. The SS also continued to be used to provide protection for Hitler and other Nazis during Hitler's rule. The SS had a role in running different aspects of German society. They were sometimes used to arrest political opponents, including using violence when doing so. And the SS, often undercover, would also sometimes engage in street fights, including targeting Jews. The SS were in charge of the concentration camps. At first, people were sent to these prisons because they politically opposed the Nazis. However, this soon changed and people were sent there for different reasons. Conditions in the concentration camps were known to be awful. Some people were subject to torture and living conditions, including shelter and food, were very basic. Germans lived in fear of being sent there, and thus this limited any anti-Nazi views that they publicly expressed. Eventually, various other people who were hated by the Nazis, often called outsiders, were sent to these camps. This included Jews, Roma people, asocials and gay people as well. And during the war, many of these camps became the scene of the Holocaust. The Nazis also used propaganda. This was important to build an image of Germany where it appeared that everyone completely supported Hitler's rule. This would stop people opposing the Nazis because they would feel that they were the only ones that wanted to do so. The Nazis controlled German radio and ensured that broadcasts promoted Hitler. They often featured hours of his speeches. And a scheme called the People's Receiver ensured that 70% of German homes had a radio. Many workplaces played the radio over the tannoy as well, thus ensuring that people were exposed to it one way or another. The Nazis were also in charge of cinemas. Pro-Nazi adverts were played before any films, and movies shown or made in Germany had to be approved by the Nazis. Many films portrayed the Nazis in a very positive light, or instead were critical of other people, such as Jews. The most famous film is arguably The Triumph of the Will, which presented a wonderful image of Nazi Germany and a suggestion that only Hitler's strength had rebuilt the country. Other methods of propaganda included posters and also the controlling of newspapers. Mass public rallies, such as Nuremberg, also suggested that the Nazis had huge support, which in turn encouraged more people to support the party, and it also created levels of intimidation through the wearing of military uniforms.